carried in a paralytic to Jesus in Nazareth, and he laid his hands on him and nothing happened. And then he stood back and said, man, you guys just have terrible unbelief. And then they brought in a leper. Do you think they brought a leper in Nazareth to him and he laid hands on him and it just stayed a leper? And then Jesus went, man, you guys got unbelief. Absolutely, we know better. He couldn't do anything there because they walked away from him and didn't go into their city and get the sick like they did in all the other cities. They said, you're whacked. You're Joseph's son. You need help. Psychological help. And they had no inspiration to get a sick folk and bring him to Jesus. I was meditating on that weeks and weeks and weeks ago. And the Lord gave me some backup for this because I knew I was seeing it clear. But who knows out of the mouths of two or more? Who knows you need some confirming scripture? So you go in on the Sabbath day. Put yourself in Jesus' shoes. He goes into the temple and there's all the Pharisees and they're all dressed in their stuff. And he goes in there and he's the Christ. He knows who he is. He's the Son of God. He's walking with God and he actually loves them. They're just trying to trick him, stumble him, trap him, find a reason to kill him. So the atmosphere's not too pleasant. Except that he's love and he knows truth. He goes in and there's a man. They see this man over there. Whoa, he's got a withered hand. Well, he's at the temple every week, I'm sure. They do the temple all the time. He's been in the temple. He's got a withered hand. And they look and they watch closely, it says. Because they wanted to see if Jesus would what? Heal on the Sabbath.